frustrated with being out and not being able to help these guys? How it looked like you were trying to put it out there real quick that you were here to make a big splash.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, even not just completely physically, I think me being a leader is a really important thing for this team, and I'll try to take that role, more of a vocal leader role. Yeah, being out the past couple weeks has been frustrating. It's been tough to deal with, but everybody in the locker room and around the building has kind of just, been in my ear, like, ready for you to come back and, we need you. So I'm glad I was able to do that today.
Has there been any games this year where all of you guys were healthy, and how good could you be if all you guys were healthy? Because all of you guys have been dangerous right at one point or another.
Yeah. I think when you come in, especially at a running back position as a freshman, even if you come in the spring or the fall, you're probably not healthy the rest of your career. like you said, everybody in that running back room is very talented, and Coach Sims does a good job of having us all ready. So I think that's probably the biggest thing.
What was working so well for you today? Obviously, you had a big big day, 8 carries, 100 yards. What was working there, obviously, with the holes seemed to be big? Just what were you seeing from that UCF defense to allow that to happen?
Yeah, I think it was more of our offensive line. I had a great week of practice, and I think they were kind of up there just moving guys and creating those big holes, like you said. We did a lot of what we've been doing all year. And today kind of just those holes were big and was able to hit them.
Ryan, what do you do as a leader on this team to make sure guys, no bowl eligibility left, keep everybody locked in and keep rowing towards the same goal the rest of the year?
Yeah, absolutely. Like I said earlier, that comes with being a leader. There's going to be guys that might not want to finish the year for that exact reason, not being bowl eligible. But there's a lot of other leaders in there like me, guys who came back for their extra year, like Malik and Juwan. We kind of have this Bearcat Council thing, and we're going to take a good look at it tomorrow and, figure out the best plan of action, to kind of keep everybody together.
Behind the scenes, how tough has this been on you, kind of experiencing this 7 in a row?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, what Bearcat football has been the past couple of years. It's been really difficult, frustrating, hurts, but it's not about me. So I got to make sure I'm there for the younger guys and, hope giving everything I got to them so that they can take this program back to where it was.
Ryan, how would you define success the rest of the year? Three games to go.
Yeah, I think success for us the rest of the year would just look like giving everything we have, kind of like we have all year. We've put up numbers that would, otherwise say we're winning games, but we haven't. So I don't think that's going to be success as far as numbers. I think success is just going out there and putting on a product that we're proud of as far as effort.
Coach Satterfield started talking in here. He seemed as upset as we've seen him. Was he as upset as you've seen him in the postgame locker room?
Yeah, he takes it just as hard as all the players on that team, because, he's our leader, number one up top. So everybody looks at him and looks to him for that leadership. He was pretty visibly upset, especially for seniors like myself and some other guys in there. This isn't how we pictured it. So really, he really showed that he felt that for us.